top shelf.
And when they were at lunch, he said from down the table,
Don't eat those carrots! Dude, it'll turn your hair orange!
Oh, sorry. It already is orange. And when they were working on a Native American mural for their classroom wall, he handed her the beige paint and said,
Here, paint this on your face so you won't look like a dead person.
Sure, it all made Lily want to holler, Miss Gooch! But then she would think about Kathleen and how un-giraffe-like she felt when she was at Rutledge. Then she would just toss her head away from him and move on.
She thinks she's all that, she heard Shad say to Daniel.
Lily merely smiled to herself and waited for Tuesday night. That would be her first class with Kathleen. Tuesday evening finally arrived, and Lily spent an hour getting ready. She pulled her hair back the way Kathleen had at the workshop that day. And since she didn't have any cleanser or toner, she scrubbed her face extra hard so it would sort of tingle like she remembered. She wished she had some blush and lip gloss. But once the class was all assembled, listening to Kathleen talk, she was glad she didn't. One of the first things Kathleen said to them was, Now, this class is not about piling on makeup and doing elaborate things with your hair. This is not a beauty pageant.
That's good, somebody said.
It was one of the two boys in the group. Lily looked around to make sure Cool Jeans wasn't one of them. I knew you'd appreciate that, Kathleen said. Her eyes flickered to Cassie, who was sitting next to Lily. Cassie had her hair done up in a bouquet of curls on top of her head, and she was wearing enough lipstick for every girl in the class. When Kathleen looked at her, Cassie said,
My mom made me put all this stuff on.
Kathleen smiled. That's why we don't let moms in the room during class. She went on to tell them that they would have a 3-hour class once a week for 6 weeks. During that time, they would learn the best age-appropriate look for each of them. More important, she said, they would discover ways to be poised and confident, and to project themselves as people.